Yeah, I've heard of it.
How do people use that?
Well, sometimes just in referring to their throat, I guess.
They call that
Call it a goozle.
How does that sound to you?
Funny.
And these would be your
Teeth.
And one.
Two.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Is your gums.
And this is one.
Your left hand.
Two.
Hands.
And this is the
palm.
And this is one.
Fist.
Two.
Fist.
And the place where the bones come together is the
joint.
And say if I get down in this position, you say I
squat.
Any other way of saying that?
Stoop.
And what would you say this is your, this whole thing?
You mean from bottom to top?
Yeah, is your
leg.
What do you call this back part of your leg?
Your thigh?
Did you ever hear of hunkers or haunches?
I've heard of haunches, but I didn't know that was the back part of your leg.
How do you think of haunches then? What have you heard it? How have you heard that?
I thought it was more of this.
Okay. Did you ever hear people say down on your haunches or
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah,
how would they say that?
Just say, they're sitting on their haunches or something like that.
And this sensitive bone here is the
shin.
And this is your foot, and you have two
feet.
And on a man, this is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
And say someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
peaked.
And someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big and
strong.
What if he's getting a little bit overweight? You say he's
getting fat.
Do you ever call him stout?
Stout, yeah.
What does stout mean?
Well, it just means a big and robust looking person.
Do you have the idea that the person's getting overweight or what?
Well, yes. Yes. I would say so.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that's turning bad?
Not me.
And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you say he's
cheerful.
Okay. And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs.
Lanky.
What if he's always stumbling and dropping?
Clumsy.
Huh?
Clumsy.
Okay. And if a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plane.
Keeps doing things that doesn't make any sense. Stupid.
What about a fool? Would you ever call him a fool?
Well, I wouldn't.
How would you hear that word?
Well, people do call other people fools,
Does that sound really vulgar to you or something?
Well, it's just a word that I was never allowed to say as a child, and I've just never grown up using it.
Do you associate that with the Bible thing that says?
Yeah, I do.
And a person who has a whole lot of money but really hangs on to his money.
I can't think of a word. a spendthrift? Is that? Or is that the other way? No, just a minute. I can't think of it. Oh, what word do you want?
Did you ever hear skinflint or tightwad?
Skinflint, yeah. Yeah, a tightwad and a skinflint. That's what I was trying to think of, was a tightwad.
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Common? Well, it means that, to me, it means, they're just, they don't have any morals.
It's insulting.
Yeah.
What if you said that a girl is common?